Chapter 2. Marge Schmidt's ex-husband's name is Bouncer Muldoon, and he's a juror on the Meacham trial? Meg goggled at Quill over the scrambled eggs. Wow. She bit into a piece of cinnamon focaccia. It was just after 7 in the morning. The dining room at the inn was empty, except for 2 snowmobilers who'd been at the inn for a week. Quill was grateful for the lull. She hadn't slept well. She was grouchy. Despite a call to John, she hadn't been able to find anyone who could confirm Carol Ann's gossip about the new hotel. And she wants us to what? Just keep an eye on him. Quill sipped at her coffee, which was hot, freshly ground, made at the table, and smelled delicious. One of the best parts of her life, which she liked a great deal, was that her sister was a gourmet chef. A better cook, she thought fiercely, than any imported chef from any European country anywhere. Just keep an eye on him? Meg looked doubtful. How can we do that? They'll be out all day at the trial until the closing arguments, and then they'll be shut up in the conference room until they come to some decision about the Meacham case, and they sure as heck won't let us in there. And besides, what has the poor schmuck ever done that we should spy on him? That's what I told Marge. Politely, of course. And what did she say to that? How could we call ourselves detectives when we couldn't even do a little information gathering? And what did you say to...
I said,
Quill interrupted a little impatiently, that we don't call ourselves detectives as such, because we aren't, and that I was sorry we couldn't help her.
We could keep an eye on him, Meg said. I mean, Bouncer Muldoon. What kind of a name is that?